Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every weekday at 6:30 in the evening. And I welcome you all with a hearty and sincere and loving welcome to all who listen to this show. I'm going to give you the parameters of how the show works because I think you should know a little about me, that this show is a politically incorrect show. Namely, it is a show in which those of you who don't buy into media lies, media falsehoods, political rhetoric, who wish to use their critical faculties to arrive at the truth and facts, then this is the show for you. It is a show in which truth and facts are the object by critical thinking and by nothing else is involved. Second, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the all the ancient creeds of the church, the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, and the Athanasian Creed, and I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture. It's inerrant, an absolute authority from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, I read a book of Christian thought, such as Dante, such as Milton, such as G.K. Chesterton, and more recently, like C.S. Lewis and T.S. Eliot. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, and these shows have been visited by many people from all over the world, including China and Muslim countries, and almost 4,400 visitors I've had to my podcasts. And I would note that my blog talk radio show has been visited significantly from many people from Muslim countries, in particular Saudi Arabia, and of course Bangladesh and Pakistan, and the United Kingdom, and Belgium, and Germany, etc., and Malaysia and Japan. In addition, I have written 10 books, and I'm a writer, and some of my books have been sold worldwide on a very wide basis, and I have written 10 books, and 3 of them are Christian books, and the rest are legal books, and they have been bought very widely from institutions worldwide. And then I am planning other books. I've written a book on the Psalms, which I'm trying to get published, and I'm working on a book on the sayings of Christ and the miracles. And I have to say that I've written a book on the parables, and in addition, a book on essays in the Christian worldview and essays in faith, culture, politics, and philosophy. And this book on the parables I have posted on academia.edu and my social media and website. I've just recently put up a new website, which is very, 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 very user-friendly for many people. And I have published 3 important journal articles on the Syracuse Law Review, on criminal procedure, and on Academicus, on sex discrimination, and on the United States educational system and its failure. And this book has been bought by the State Department and many, 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 many countries in Europe, institutions in Europe, in Asia, and in the United States. And noteworthy is the fact that many of these countries have been Arab countries and Muslim countries which have bought these books, particularly the book on the United States educational system. Now, tonight, in this show, we talk about a lot of things from time to time. And we talk about literature. I'm a very great fan of English and American literature. We talk about current events and politics. I tend to be conservative, but not entirely. I'm a Christian, I have a concern for poverty and the underclass people in society, that they should be helped. So not entirely a conservative in that sense. And I, the show also concerns itself with theology and biblical text and interpretation. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the one of the world's greatest scientists and thinkers, Galileo, who ran into a problem with the Roman Catholic Church, perhaps incorrectly or correctly, with the Vatican. It had been formerly thought that the Earth was the center of the universe. And this misconception emanated from Copernicus. In fact, it's really quite a reasonable assumption, and is no more ridiculous in a sense than the conception that the Earth is flat. Actually, the Earth appears is flat. The Earth appears to be the center of the universe. But Galileo was arrested, and accusations were lodged to him by religious authorities, and he was imprisoned for a period of time. And I think the Catholic Church and the Church of that age and their position that the Earth was the center of the universe, and Galileo, in his view, that the Earth revolved around the sun, were both right. But they came at the thoughts in this respect from different angles and different perspectives. There's no doubt that in the fifth Earth is that, that Galileo is right that the Earth revolved around the sun. But the Catholic and Church position that the Earth is the center of the universe, at least theologically and philosophically, is correct. And that seems to be the case, despite valiant attempts by scientists to prove otherwise. You haven't found any people or planets inhabited anywhere else in the entire universe. Searches have been made for life, at least in the planets near us, such as Mars and Venus, and nothing has been found. So, Galileo, the Church was somewhat right that humanity has made a stand in the Earth and no other place. No one knows the reason for this, and there appears to be a bit of a mystery in connection with this fact and phenomenon. So the Church and Galileo came at it from different angles. Galileo came at it from a purely physical angle, that the Earth revolved around the sun, but the Church was in some sense correct, or has been proved correct, that that the Earth is the center of the universe. You haven't found life or a planet, inhabited life, anywhere else, even in this solar system or anywhere else in the entire universe. So the Earth and humanity is the center of things, since nowhere else can we find anything resembling this planet or life or human beings or animals or plants or anything. The biblical view that the Earth is the center of the universe is true. And so the opinion and statement of Galileo was a physical fact and was a statement of fact, but the Church had their perspective, and that perspective, I think, has truth. When we know that everywhere we look in the heavens, we find nothing but darkness and void, and on Earth alone, life and humanity have developed. We have the confirmation of the Genesis story in chapter 1, that God created the heavens and the earth. So it seems like the Bible was right, and that the Church was right, that the earth is the center of things in terms of life and beings and inhabitation. And the problem at the time of the controversy of the Church with Galileo is that both had their points and agreed, but neither understood each other. The Roman Catholic Church felt threatened in its theological stance, but in reality it was not, by the conclusion of the Galileo, the earth revolved around the sun. That was no challenge there, but merely an observation of fact that failed to change the reality of what was going on, namely, that it is only here on Earth that we find humanity and plants and animals and life itself. That's the bottom line, that the Church was right, that the Earth is the center of the universe, and the story in Genesis has an absolute... I will talk about this a little more tomorrow. But we can only say that the heavens will be there and the earth will be there, and the earth may revolve around the sun, but in this pinprick of life we call earth, there is something going on that will bring an end to all of us at the present time. We won't understand or know. And it is the absolute truth that humanity and earth are the center of things. It's a fact. It can't be escaped. You can't find anything, any beings or life or any planet inhabited in the universe, despite the valiant attempts of scientists to find it. Both Galileo and the church were right, but they were engaged in a misunderstanding, and both were right. I'll be continuing this discussion tomorrow. I hope you've gained some insight from it. Thank you.